Okay, so we're in Siman Kuf Samach Ches. We're going to look at Siv Vav in a minute. So we finished learning Din of Pasa Bava Kisnin, right? And last week we learned the Din of Pashtita, the unique halacha by Pasa Bava Kisnin. Is that these types of breads are not pasgamur because of the way that they're eaten. And the way that they're eaten is also a function of the ingredients to some extent. They're eaten lekinuach. They're eaten lemesika. People, you munch on them, on breadsticks. So that's why they're not pasgamur. So what was the din? You make a mezonos on them. However, if you koveya suda, and that, Yitz Hashem, we're going to do tonight. If you koveya suda, then you have to make a motzi and birkas hamazon. Pashtita, in contrast, is different than possible because, and primarily because of the ingredients. So there, Mechaber told us that pashtita is also dough that is filled with basar, with dogim, or with gvina. So by definition, those types of fillings make the resulting food that you've baked in a tanur into something that you eat l'reyavon. You eat it for hunger. So you have this contrast between pasabob v'kisnin, which is l'kinuach v'mesika, and you have pashtita, which is l'reyavon. And if pashtita is l'reyavon, you're eating for hunger, it's hamotzi. It's hamotzi even if you have less than the shiurim of Kviyas Suda. And we discussed at length last week that the way we eat pizza today, right now, when it's eaten for a meal, it's a din of pashtita, it's l'reyavon, it's l'chora, it's a motzi, netilas yadayim, of course, and birkas hamazon. So, you know, we've talked about pasabor, bekisnin, and pashtita. What's the common denominator between both of those? What's common between both of those? And the ingredients. They're both blila, in what sense, the bread? They're both blila ova. Seems like they're both the thick dough. Don't say yeast. You know, we've got, again, remember, matzah is also, it's pas gomur, and there's no yeast. Okay? There's no yeast. I don't know, in the very, very thin breadsticks, is there yeast? Probably not. So yeast is not an important criterion here. But it's blila ova, it's blila kasha, it's dough, it's thick dough. What other similarity is there between pasabob v'kisnin and pashtita? Tanur. So you have blila ova, you have tanur. Those are the basics. So we discussed already what dough degrades this from being pasgamur by pasabob v'kisnin. If you have blila ova, blila kasha, dough, but you don't have tanur, so we've learned in past weeks and months, some machlokas rishonim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you have blila ova, take something like krepla, and then you boil it, according to Rabbeinu, let's talk about boiling, frying, real frying is boiling, halakhically boiling, because again, the medium of cooking is through the liquid. According to Beinu Tam, you would also make a motzi, because according to Beinu Tam, as long as you have one or the other, either you have blila ova or you have tanur, it's enough for hamotzi as well. We don't paskin like that. Now, there is one other important element, in addition to tanur afia and blila ova, and that is tzuras hapas. We talked about that a little bit, Teresa de Nahama. Hard to really, you know, define that very clearly. But kreplach, for example, the poskim do say kreplach has Teresa de Nahama, has Tzuras HaPas. I don't know, kreplach, I guess, can be formed in many different ways, but kreplach have Tzuras HaPas. Something that does not have Tzuras HaPas is something like lokshen, like noodles. Now, according to Beinu Tam, lokshen noodles is exactly like kreplach. Why? It's blila ova, it's a thick dough, except it's boiled. Well, kreplach is boiled too. But even Rabbeinu Tam will agree, though, that on noodles, you will not make a motzi. Why? Because it's lacking tzuras hapas. So that's in your mind. Noodles, I think, is clearly, you see, it's not tzuras hapas. Kreplach is tzuras hapas. So we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. So, for example, on kreplach, which are boiled, we would make a mizonos. Unless you kovei a suda. So kreplach is not going to be any worse than pasabor bekisnin. Is kreplach different than pashtita? So again, it's going to depend really what's the filling there, how is it eaten, and so on. But let's say that it's like pasabor bekisnin. If you kovei a suda on it, again, you would make a motzi. What about noodles? If you kovei a suda on noodles, on pasta. So why? So we explained already, what is the difference between noodles and kreplach? Tzuras hapas. Because there's no tzuras hapas on noodles, even if you kovei a suda, it's not going to be. There's no tzuras hapas. So that's the din. If there's no tzuras hapas, even if there's kriya suda, it doesn't help. Crackers, lechora has tzuras hapas. Crackers has tzuras hapas. Crackers has tzuras hapas. And in addition, crackers is also tanur. It's tanur. We're talking about...
But it's not made for a meal. It's made for snacks.
So that's the din of pasa barbekissen. If you kovei a suda, it's a motzi.
Right.
But with noodles and kreplach, we're talking about... There's no tanur. So that's... That's the chiddush of kreplach. Even though there's no tanur, okay, if you kovei a suda, in that sense, it's like possible bekisnin. So I'm trying to point out, though, that noodles is different than all these other examples, because in addition to the fact that there's no tanur, there's definitely no motzi. But what about if I'm kovei a suda, pasta? If I'm kovei a suda, even on pasta and noodles, there's no motzi, because there's no tzuras hapas. There's no tzuras hapas. Now, last week, we had for supper lasagna. And my wife takes it out of the oven, and she puts it down on the plate, and I say to her, I don't understand why I'm not making a motzi on this. Why? What do I have? I have blila ova, I have tanur, and b'chor, I have tzuras hapas. And I'm being kovei a suda. This is my supper. That's my supper, okay?
Made first when it's boiled.
So let's say that it was boiled. That's a good point. So what we have today, we get even the noodles that we get, all of these, the pastas, they are processed. So Stephen is right. How are they processed? I looked in the box, and I have a number there. I didn't get to it. I want to call up. What's Barilla? I want to call up Barilla. I would like to ask them. Even the noodles now, today, nobody... What's the noodles? You have like those pickup sticks, right? How are those processed? Are they baked? Are they boiled? But you know something? We haven't learned that halach of cholut. Something that is boiled, but then subsequently goes into the tanur, becomes lechem. So even if this lasagna, these flat pieces of dough, were boiled, and I doubt that they were, it's not an issue. Because they're going into the tanur, all right? They're going into the tanur. Right. And by the way, and my wife pointed this out, you look in the box now, years ago, you would first have to boil this lasagna, okay? The big chiddush, it's on the box now. On the box now, no boiling needed, okay? So whatever they do now, you take, it's very brittle and stiff, you know? You just put it into the oven, it's enough. Dehydrate it, but it goes straight into the oven. There's no boiling at all.
Dehydrate to start with, and then you hydrate it with the sauce that you put on top.
You just said something. You have a mafteach here. Do you hear my question? I have a blila ova that goes into a tanur. It's put on my plate for supper. I'm going to be kovei a suda. What bracha do I make on it? Nobody makes a motzi on it, do they? So why don't I make a motzi? So what did you just say? What goes into the oven with this, with these flat things?
Combined with the sauces and the cheese.
A lot of sauce, cottage cheese, a lot. And my wife, I'm quoting my wife again, tells me, and she's right, the cooking in the tanur is not a fia. What really cooks in there? What really cooks even the pasta? All these liquid ingredients.
That's
like she said, if I wouldn't put these liquid ingredients in there, it wouldn't work. So in other words, so what's the answer? Why am I not making a motzi on this? Because this is not tanur. It's boiled. It's really, this is bishul. Just because it's in the tanner doesn't mean that it's a fia.
The original process, it did go through a tanner.
You mean the original pieces?
Original.
So we have the other way around now. Something that's baked and then boiled, the boiling removes the tzura sapas.
The Mishnah we had.
But do you hear what I said? The boiling will remove the tzura sapas. Okay?
We had the Mishnah where the
so tchilaso iso v'sofo suvganim yechayev and chala, but remember Rabbeinu Tam learned it like pshat. That's why according to Rabbeinu Tam, one either iso in the beginning or the end, meaning tanur at the end, is enough. But all the other rishonim disagreed, and they learned that Mishnah there about nimlach. You know, you start out with iso, but it depends what you have in mind. Tchilaso iso means I had in mind first to put in the tanur. The sofa sufganim, I was nimlach, I changed my mind.
But here we're going into a third process.
Yeah.
Where you're doing the...
Oh, after it's boiled, if it's boiled, then it goes into tanur.
Right, you start out with the dry...
I'm sorry, just the opposite.
With the dry noodle, which has already gone through a tanur.
Possibly.
Now, according to the way my wife, she boils it and then throws it into the oven. So we've gone through so many different processes.
No, but when it gets thrown into the oven, the way we just explained, it's still boiling. So she boils it twice.
Right.
Boiling, we may or may not get to that halacha tonight. Boiling removes tzuras hapas. Okay? All right. So anyway, that was a chiddush for me. Lasagna is really not baked. Lasagna is halachically boiled. All right? Okay, having said that, I just want to show you this idea of tzuras hapas. Give you another example of tzuras hapas, another angle to it, and show you why it's hard to really define so clearly. Also, it's sort of a little introduction to the idea of mizonos rolls, and that I hope we will get to do tonight, mizonos rolls. So on the Mezayin Amid Beis and Brachos, Tosfos mentions in passing the following. Torisa de Nahama, what's Torisa de Nahama? Tzura Sapas. Nira de Hainu Kishinostim HaPeirurin B'mayim. If you put the broken up pieces of bread into Mayim, Vim Hamayim Mislabnim Machmas HaPeirurim Ozolei Torisa Denahama. If the water extracts the whiteness from the bread, okay, whatever exactly that means, but it means
it
that
it gets darker.
What gets darker?
The bread. If you put, I mean, no one eats white bread anymore.
Right. I don't think they had white bread. Remember, bread. Bread is artificially
bleached.
They didn't bleach. But what's happening? The water is extracting the essence of the bread. So Oslo Teresa de Nahama means the bread is no longer bread. That's the key here. Through the boil, if there's enough boiling, the tzura sapas is removed. And that's what we mentioned before. So now listen to this. V'chein hoya rogil Rabbeinu David mimitz, one of the Balei HaTosfos, lelabein peirurin b'mayim balayla, at night before he went to sleep, what would he do? He would go through this process of putting the lechem into water so that the water extracts, he almost probably let it soak overnight. Kedei la'ochlam b'shachar below birchas hamotzi below birchas hamazon, and then in the morning when he would get up, this bread has now had its essence removed, its torisa de nahama removed, So what's the halacha? What? It's no longer lechem. So he does not have to make birkas hamotz, and he doesn't have to bench. Why was he doing this? We've mentioned in the past, we've sort of made fun of mezonos rolls, because if you think of it, in our contemporary times, what's the point of mezonos rolls? What's the point of it? The point of it is, because we don't have an extra 120 seconds to wash, to bench. As it is, benching is not in the greatest kavana level, right? But that's why we have mezonos rolls, usually, to save time. Well, why did Rabbeinu David Mimitz do this? Shelo le'acher, so he shouldn't be late in the morning, kedei she'yischazek rosho v'yuchol lahagid ha'halacha. He gave shiur in the morning. He worked hard when he gave shiur. And shelo le'acher, he had to eat something. That was the point. But he had to eat something. And I guess they didn't have as wide a range of, and he needed something that was soveya, right? A little bit starch to eat. They didn't have as many options as we have today. Couldn't take out a bowl of cereal and eat it. So before he gave shiur, he had to eat something. But he didn't have so much time to bench it. His benching took some time. So this, this is amazing. This is the goal of Mizona's roles. But this is the goal in a positive way, okay? So we see a number of things from here. We see, again, Tzuras HaPasas Ozlo Le Tarisa De Nahama. In what way? You're extracting, in some sense, the essence of the lechem. And we see the idea of being more efficient and saving a little bit of time. Okay. Let's look at Sivov. Okay. Yeah. So, well, hold your horses. We'll get to that. Stick around. I want to just do Kriya Suda, and then we do Mizonos Rolls. Let's see if we can understand that, and you'll help us on how they make it exactly. So, Kuf Samaches Sivov. Here, Murray, pass this down over there. Okay. Pasabo Bekisnin Avarach Labari Min Mizonos Alacha Bracha Achas Meyain Shalosh. So we said this already. Under normal circumstances, you only make a mezonos and an alamichya. Ve'im achal mimenu shiur she'acherim regilim ligboa olav. Now, what if you eat a shiur that not necessarily you yourself are going to be koveya suda on, but the normal people like you are koveya suda. Afal pishahu lo sava mimenu. Okay, you have to eat twice as much as other people. All right? Mevarech alav hamotzi ubirkas hamazon. So in other words, even though he himself is not going to be saveya, but since other people will be saveya with a shear like this, what? He has to say hamotzi and birkas hamazon. Okay? That's the din in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Sif Katan Chaf Dalet. Sif Katan Chaf Dalet. Shacherim Regilin Likboa. You have that? Kaswa Chronim. You have the Mishnah Berurah there too?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got to concentrate here a little bit. The Mishnah Berurah more finely defines what Kriya Suda means. De'im achalo levado. What does that mean? De'im achalo levado. If you eat only this possible bekisnin, okay? Tzarech shiokal shiur shacherim regilim lisbo mimeno levado. So if I'm only going to have possible bekisnin and I don't eat anything else with it, like basar, and dogim and so on, I only eat the pasabah bekisnin, then I have to eat the shear that other people would eat if they were only eating this pasabah bekisnin. Ve'im achalo im basar odvar macherim shemelatzin bo hapas. Now this is a very big chiddush, and this is based on the Magen Avraham. if you're going to eat it with, then this is the way we usually eat. If you're going to eat the bread component of the meal with basar or dogim, things that are malapsim bo hapas means that usually accompany the pas. Sagi kishochel shi'ur sha'acherim rigbilim lisvoi meno kishochlim gam kein im dvarim acherim. So how much pasa bo bekistim do you have to eat now? You only have to eat as much as others would eat when they are eating this together with a full meal, with other foods. Okay? So again, Mishnah Berurah told us two things. If you're eating only the pasa bo bekisnin, you have to eat a greater shear of the pasa bo bekisnin. But if you're eating it together with other foods in the meal, then you only have to eat as much as other people would eat when they are having the pasa bo bekisnin with other things.
This could be smaller.
Which the chor is much smaller, right. Exactly. Okay, and we can leave out that the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit complicated. It's not important for what we're saying here. All right? Now, if you skip to the next amud in the Mishnah Berurah, the top line there, actually the second line, I hope you have it the same way I do. There's a little yutes there, avol kama achronim. You have that? Is it the second line in your Mishnah Berurah too?
Yeah.
Okay. Avol kama achronim, some other achronim, v'hagro michlolam, including the Vilna Gaon, cholkin usfir lehu de'ein levarach hamotzi berkas hamazon ela kishiur seuda kavua. So what is a seuda kavua? Shu shel erev vavoker. Remember, they used, in time of the Gemara, and maybe even with the Achronim here, medieval times, they really had two meals a day. You know, they didn't really eat breakfast. That's why this Rav David Mimitz, you know, eating in the morning is unique. They would have probably midday a big meal, and then they would have, again, at the end of the day, a big meal. So that's the definition of a meal. In other words, it's a greater amount than what we're discussing here, just Kriya Suda, which is Arba Beitzim. They learn it out from Eruvei Tchumim, how much you need there. All right? We saw two things here in the Mishnah Berurah. One was a very big chiddush that really the Magen Avraham says, and the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Magen Avraham, that if you're eating your bread component of the meal with other foods, now, again, as the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch told us, it's not dependent on how much your Koveya Suda, but it's dependent on how much the average person is Koveya Suda. So now you're eating it with basar and dogim and other things, right? Then it's only the amount. Then it's only the amount of bread that other people would eat with such a meal, which is a much smaller amount. So, what do you have? What does the average person have in a meal? One roll. A half a roll. And then you have meat, you have vegetables, you have all these other things. As opposed to the fact if, again, you happen to be hiking and all you have in your backpack is pasa bo bekisnin, and that's all you're going to eat, then you have to eat much more. You have to eat, let's say, three rolls, four rolls, for that to be considered kviyas suda. So now, I think we're ready to discuss mizonos rolls. So first of all, what are mizonos rolls? So, how are mizonos rolls made?
So they said they add water. I mean, also water, apple juice, orange juice.
Right. Mizonos rolls, instead of having mayim as the liquid component, they have, I was told, almost all apple juice. They have apple juice. And why is that? What does that make it? It makes it pasa bo bekisnin. But remember, we paskin like the Ramah. The Ashkenazim, in order to make it pasa bo bekisnin, you have to have at least rov has to be non-mayim. According to the Mechaber and the Sfaradim, you can have less than rov as long as it's tam nikar. So that's why the mizonos rolls, I was told that it's only apple juice. And even though apple juice is a tam nikar, I don't know.
Taste the apples.
I don't know.
You
whatever. But if it's all apple juice, it's there's no mayim. So that's anyway.
Well,
that's
apple
what
juice is concentrated.
Well, who knows what kind of apple juice they use? It's a good point. There's probably some mayim in there also. Okay, but mizonos rolls is pasabar bekisnin. That's the whole idea. So pasabar bekisnin, we learned what's the halacha. Make a bari mina mizonos, and you make an alamichya. Except when you koveya suda. Now, if I'm sitting and I'm eating just mizonos rolls and nothing else, to be koveya suda in the mizonos rolls, I probably have to eat 3 or 4 mizonos rolls. But if I'm sitting at a meal and I have meat and I have a vegetable and I have a starch and I have a soup and I have my roll with the meal that I usually have, how much do I have to eat? The normal amount that I would eat, the normal bread component. And that is usually the situation with mizonos rolls. The mizonos roll is substituting for your normal bread component of the meal.
And that's your airplane.
Okay. That's in the airplane, that's exactly what the mizonos roll is. So based on the definition of Kriya Suda that we have, especially according to the Magen Avraham, you're being koveya suda the mizonos roll. So maho ilu bitakanasam. What did they gain by putting in apple juice into these mizonos rolls? I'm being koveya suda in these mizonos rolls. By definition, the mizonos rolls is taking the place of the normal bread of the paskum or of the meal. So by definition, that's kviya suda. So what did I gain? And ein achinami, that's why the OU, for example, says the feirush you have to wash on, quote, mizonos rolls. And many, many, many poskim say you have to wash on mizonos rolls. It's a pella that you find even on the airplane when you get the, whatever they call it now, the super kosher meals, what comes there, you know, out of Ben Gurion Airport from the Eda Haredes, will tell you that it's mizonos. It's a pella. I don't know what the thinking is there. I just want to finish one point. The airplane is a unique situation. Look, what are they trying to be misaking there? There is a tikkun. What's the tikkun? You can't have 400 people getting up and washing. All right? You can't have 400 people getting up and washing. So what's the halacha taka? So we know what's the din. If you have to do Netilas Yadayim for Pas Gomer, and there's no water around. So, you know, the Gemara talks about it, so I forgot the exact distance. If you're Holech Baderech, and let's say you have to walk, do you remember what the distance is? Another quarter of a mile. How much is it?
I think it's about a pie
and mil. Not a pie and mil, a pie and amma maybe.
One meal to the side.
How much is it?
One meal to the side.
Now, going forward. Okay, whatever it is. A certain distance, if you can get to a... If you can get, how much?
A mil,
a half a mile. A mil is a half a mile about. So if a half a mile ahead of you, you're going to be able to do Netilas Yadayim. There's a rest stop, a half a mile. Of course, driving in a car, you know, you have to, is that a half a mil, the assumption is walking, right? So how long does it take to walk a half a mile? 10 minutes. So let's say driving 10 minutes ahead is a rest stop, so maybe you have to wait. Stop at the rest stop and then you can wash. And going back, it's you don't have to go back unless it's less than that, very short distance. So sometimes you have to go out of your way to wash. So I'll ask you, what's the din on an airplane? Is the din on an airplane that there is mayim available for the Netilas Yadayim? Or there isn't mayim available for the Netilas Yadayim?
You can wash using the water.
What's wrong with it? It's drinkable water.
No, they tell you not to drink it.
Okay, they tell you, believe me, don't. If you go down that road, New Jersey water is not going to be drinkable either. The truth, I know, in our house, we never drink it. So quite frank, non-drinkable doesn't, you know, non-drinkable is a much, much lower level. It's a good point, but let's not even think about it, because New Jersey water is probably not drinkable. No, but he's right. It has to be, for example, you know, salt water at the beach, you cannot use that for Netilas Yadayim. It has to be Royal Shasia. He's right.
Then he's right, because I tell you...
Okay, I don't want...
No, but
the airplane water is no worse than New Jersey water.
Why.
Okay.
It's kept in a container, and the bacteria grows in there. And that's why they tell you not to drink, because bacteria is the problem with the bacteria.
Okay, let's assume that it's drinkable water, okay? So the question is, how do we treat it, though? Is this a place where you can do an Atilas Yadayim or you can't? So, Lanias Daiti, I would say, sure, an individual can get up and you can wash. Or if you're in business class, it's much easier, less people, whatever. But when you look at it, you know, and this is, I don't want to get into religious philosophy, you know, certain Vachenu, Beis Yisrael, always worry only about themselves, and others look at everybody. But there's a din. So what if you're in a car and it's a half hour distance to the next rest stop? Does that mean you can't eat your sandwich now in the back seat? No. Doesn't mean that you have to wait a half hour. You can eat your sandwich now. So what do? It's a Befei Rishon Mishnah. I think it was Rabbi Tzadok. We learned it many years ago in Sukkah. He would be Mechasa Es Yado. Okay? And Rabbi Tendler used to say, 25 years ago, he used to take the surgical gloves, was part of his airplane kit whenever he would travel. You put those on. By the way, the din is, though, the hands have to be covered. Rashi there in Sukkah explains, it's not that just that you cover the bread that you're eating, it's your hand has to be covered. That's why the surgical gloves really are the best thing, okay? So the Chora on the airplane, you don't have to do Netilas Yadayim. You don't have to do Netilas Yadayim. You could be Mechasa Yado, and then you make a motzi, and then you can say Birkas HaMazon. All right? So that's what they're trying to be misakin by making the Mazonos rolls. But quite frankly, it doesn't. I don't think that it really helps. So even if you have the Mazonos rolls, if you can wash and you don't have 400 people getting up, and if it turns out that the water is Roy Lishasia in some case, all right, then you get up and you wash. And if you can't, you make sure you cover your hand, but Lechora you have to make a motzi on Mazonos rolls.
You can wash in the bathroom?
Yeah, you can wash in the bathroom, but you make the bracha outside, of course. Yeah, so this is, first of all, the airplane bathrooms, halachically, are even better than our bathrooms at home. Why? Because it's a base hakisei haparsi. They already had it back in the time of the Gemara. Base kisei haparsi, the Persian bathrooms, so the soa, the excrement, would not even, you know, the typical outhouse, the excrement falls someplace, and it's still there. So that's why base hakisei, you know, the traditional base hakisei, you can't do anything. Okay, it's really a mokom hametunos. But the base hakisei haparsi, the excrement disappeared. Now, you know, in our bathrooms, I heard someone told me recently, Rav Adya Yosef said, that our bathrooms are not exactly like a Beis HaKisei Parsi, because you have to flush the toilet. Okay, whatever. On the airplane, it's even better than at home, because there also, you know, it just disappears, more or less. So the answer is, especially when you go in, there is no soa there, there is nothing there. So you wash. You have to be very dexterous, you know. You can keep the door open with one foot, you know. With the other, you're this. You try to get a towel. Hopefully, it's clean. And then you walk outside holding the cup in your mouth, and you make the bracha. So if you're able to do all, if you're dexterous?
You have the dexterity.
You have to have the dexterity to be able to do this. Okay, so Lanias Daiti, that's Mazonos roll. Now, I'll tell you something else, which I think is a quote L'chumra. Sometimes, because, you know, you sit down for lunch, and instead of, you'll have tuna fish, something else, with a salad, and instead of having a slice of bread with it, you take some breadsticks. But we learned already, or the flatbread. Flatbreads are possible bekisnen, just like Mazonos rolls. But if I'm going to, so again, it depends. If I just use the breadstick, the flatbread, to put the tuna on, I'm not really eating it, that's fine. But if I sit down, I have three flatbreads or four flatbreads, and this is my bread component of the meal, it's lechora exactly like Mazonos rolls, and that should be your kviya suda. So there you have to be careful, you know. So you're going to have three, four flatbreads with your tuna fish, you know, you may have to make a motzi on that.
Rice is right,
yeah, rice is orez, so you cannot be kovei a suda on that at all. Even though you make mizonas, but you, but no, we paskin against Rav and Shmuel that you do make a mizonas on Oris, but you only make a bori nefashos afterwards. Afterwards.
Washing is over here.
Okay, so say it quickly. It's not,
but it's not the numbers we said before.
Okay, it's not the ikur of what we're learning.
Okay,
we try to get the principle that you don't always have to wait. This idea
right.
That I remember NORPAC when we used to have the mission down to Washington in the early days. So they would serve today. They serve only health food. So they would serve sandwiches going down. So someone said, "How can you serve sandwiches? Where are we going to wash?" So I said, "There's no iser in eating bread. If you can't have a place to wash, the halacha deals with that. It ain't okay, we worked it out. If you can stop at the at a rest stop at a certain point, so you can work that out also.
That small sandwich is really considered a meal, but it's a meal.
If it's pasgomer, so we said already, pasgomer, even on a mashahu, you make a motzi, even on a mashahu. On Passover kiss, then that's a different story.
So
all right?
The Zonas
roll is pas habor bekiss,
right.
So it's a difference between possible bekissin and pasgomer.
That one, because it's not real bread, even though you have a middle meat or whatever it is, but it's in the middle of the day, you just eat it just to...
As a snack.
Snack, just to get your hunger.
Yeah, so we said, like with the pizza.
No, you're not sitting down to eat a meal with that.
Correct. It's not l'reyavon.
For a sandwich, it's really not a meal. A sandwich is generally...
It depends how big a sandwich. You know, they have, I think they call them finger sandwiches. Okay? So again, pas gomur on a finger sandwich,
yes,
you got to wash and make a motzi. I shouldn't say wash. You know, it's a big netilas yadayim. You're supposed to eat a kabeitza, which is why, because the whole reason that you have the netilas yadayim is a srach of tuma with truma. The minimum amount of ochlin that can be makabel tuma is a kabeitza. Kabeitza is already two kazesim. It's a whole big slice of rye bread. You got to eat a lot there. But if the finger sandwiches are made with pasavah bekisnin, then there's just a mizonos. Okay? Even the little pizzas. We set an example of where even today you'd make a mizonos on pizza. Sometimes as an appetizer, they put out a pizza with little pieces, and everybody takes a little slice of pizza and eats. That's only a mizonos. Okay? All right. So I think we did tonight. We did noodles tonight. We did lasagna tonight. We did tzuras hapas. We did mizonos bread. And we did kviyas suda. And we saw a marker for the idea of mizonos bread. Meaning, but here we saw it, l'shem shamayim. This idea of Rabbi Yehuda Mimetz? No, Rabbi David Mimetz, one of the Balei HaTosfos. Here you see l'shem shamayim. He would be mislabing the lechem balayla. So when he got up b'shachar, he had lost the tarisa de nahama, and now he could make only a mizonos, and he would be able to save time so he could run to give shiur. Okay, Rabosai?